From Land Grant Brewing Company, Columbus, Ohio.
Right in front, dude.
Just make sure to get a bunch of spit on, like, all over the mic.
Yeah, I'm good at that.
Oh, that's good.
Did you like that? Were you recording that one?
Yeah.
Land Grant Brewing presents Land Grant University. Beers with the Brewers.
Welcome once again to another Beers with the Brewers here in the Kickstarter room at the Land Grant Tap Room. I'm Mark Richards. Also, we have Walt Keys.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Dan Schaefer, a.k.a. Dan the Brewer Man. What's up?
Boy.
Is that a cool new nickname?
Yeah, I've never heard that cool. Nickname. I know.
Dan the Brewer
it's
Man.
It's odd that no one had ever thought to rhyme something with Dan before.
It's old school. So also, Adam Benner this week.
Oh, he caught me mid-sip. Hello.
That's an awfully hazy beer you have over there.
Don't get any of that haze in your mustache.
Get that haze in your mustache. Hey, and wow.
Special guest alert.
It's kind of a special guest, but she's no guest. This is Kayla Chandler. she's not a guest. She works here. No, she's a Land Grant employee. Am I wrong?
I think technically everyone except for the host is a guest.
Hey, Kayla, now that you have all your thunder stolen by Walt, events manager extraordinaire, nice to have you on a podcast this week.
Hello.
There it is. There's Kayla.
That was kind of special.
So we've got Kayla here this week to talk about spring and summer taproom and beer garden goings on. Man, we got so much going on, and Kayla's been working hard to organize all that. Cool events. We're going to dip right into the beer this week because we've talked about this beer before. It's our rotating hazy IPA called Concentrate. This is version 102, our second version of the 2019 rotating series. It is, on four words, tropical, juicy, smooth, and dank.
So dank.
Is it so dank? There's a question mark here.
It is so
dank. I'd say it is. It's pretty dank.
Suggested pairings, Dan, on the over there working on, you know, hip new taco and chili pairings.
I tried to do a little work. Yeah,
I saw you deviated. Yeah. I thought, you know, might just roll with what we had last time, but why not keep it fresh, right?
We're rolling with the pineapple chili because I think there's enough pineapple in this new version to warrant that. But one with Florida citrus Cuban tacos, which I think that was through the Florida citrus board or something like that.
Is there any meat in that?
It is. In keeping with the Cuban theme, it is a pork shoulder marinated in orange juice and grapefruit juice.
Ooh, I thought
that sounded delicious.
You can just marinate in concentrate and you get about the same thing.
And you can find the recipe for that at floridacitrus.org.
That's why we keep you around, Adam.
And which way are those slashes, Walt?
Those are front slashes.
All forward slashes.
Forward slashes. All forward slashes.
About that chili, Dan, you say Hawaiian chili with pineapple?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much, if I recall, sort of a bog standard Midwestern chili, but they just sweetened it up with a bit of good old Dole pineapple straight out of the can.
Yeah. Some spam in that? Spam in Hawaii?
I would not shy away from some spam and some chili. That sounds like a good idea.
So much pineapple in this beer, too, as we're drinking it. Man, this is delicious and juicy. Break it down, Dan, on the beer this week.
Yeah, so this is, the idea was kind of an extension of something we had done previously that we called lupulin fruits on our pilot system. In that I was trying to get kind of a kid's breakfast cereal vibe going off of it. So it's got Pacific Gem hops, a New Zealand varietal that has quite a bit of strawberry and blackberry on it. Mosaic, which is definitely tropical, but also has some nice blueberry notes to it. And the two cryo hops were Centennial and, help me out here, Mark. Laurel. So, I'd heard Laurel described as fruity pebbles before, and Centennial I definitely think of as Fruit Loops. So as sort of the meshing together of two very citrusy hops with two hops that are very berry forward and trying to combine that all into something greater than the sum of its parts.
Yeah, it's fruity. Fruity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, hearing you describe it that way as I drink it, I definitely get that Fruit Loops Saturday morning cereal kind of vibe. I
could have gone a little bit. It was like a 1-1-1-1 ratio on these, but I probably could have gone heavier on the berry forward hops to try to boost that perception. But with a lot of these hazies, you kind of max out on citrus components first. Everything else is what gives it that character. But the first thing you're going to get anytime you go above, say, 2 pounds per barrel dry hop, assuming you're using very typical citrusy hops, is you're going to get that citrus character. And then everything else is what sort of defines it in that hazy genre.
I think you guys brought up recently about over a certain threshold of hopping, everything's going to, you get more of the stone fruit.
Yeah, that was Chris's, that was at the OCBC, old Tommy Shellhammer from Oregon State.
Oh, yeah.
Said at once you go past 2 pounds per barrel dry hop, is you're maximizing the saturation of citrus compounds, essentially. So you can go above that, but you're not going to get any more of that type of flavor. So we go 3 pounds per barrel on our, say, doubles and triple IPAs and our hazy IPAs. But past that, you're going to be getting more of, say, stone fruit, the berry, or tropical flavors, but you won't be getting, it's not going to get any juicier, to put it that way.
It's real nice. So it's real nice, but
whoa.
How crushable do we think it is?
I'm going to go crushable. I'll probably go 2.5. I don't even think I want a full 3 because 7.5 alcohol. And I'll be honest with you, after a couple of hazies, I got to switch to a greenie.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say 3. Go 3.
I'll go 3. This is, it's got a little bit of, it's still a slightly green, as you expect most hazies to be straight out of the tank.
Right. Yeah.
But it'll smooth out really nicely in the next week or so. So I'll go 3.
Kayla?
I'm going to go with the 2.
Two crusher from Kayla.
2 crusher.
All right, so I'm going to break the tie and say it's a 3. 3 crusher.
All right, that's Mark, perfect. Add this up. Divide them by 5.
Man.
That's what a 2.75. We'll have to get a calculator out of that. I don't know.
What do you say?
It's probably right, Walt.
Got it. Walt says 2.75. We're going for it this week.
2.6.
Oh, perfect.
Never would have been able to do that in my head.
The adding machine for that.
I did not do very well on the math portion.
Here you go, Walt. So since there was 5, so we had 2 twos, which is 4 plus 3 threes is 9. That's 12. 14.
Yeah, 12 divided by 5 in my head. I can't do that.
That's 13.
Well, I can't do that either.
And 4 plus 9 is 13.
Carry the
and then
niner.
Divided by 5. So 5, how many times is 5 going to 13?
At least 2.
2 times with 3 remainder. And what is 3/5 as a fraction?
It's 6/10.
There you go. You did it. 2.6.
And there we go.
We did some math there.
Lowest common denominator, all that fun stuff.
Walt, if you can't work that out, just stick with the 3. You already called it.
Yeah,
you know your own personal.
And if you round up, it's 3.
You don't want to have that extra 0.4 beer anyway. So, come on.
Yeah, that's tough measurement to get a 0.6 of a can.
All right, what am I having at Ray Ray's with this jerk chicken?
I mean, yeah, that's the obvious answer.
I mean, it's just like with the citrus and the stone fruit, the jerk chicken goes really well with the hazies.
Yeah. I think maybe that Vinny special would go pretty good, too.
What about you, Kayla?
Carolina pulled pork.
Carolina pulled pork. Yeah, that'll Carolina. Work. That'll work. Get that slaw, get the kind of tanginess from the vinegar. Yeah.
Sure.
So, hey, we skipped events because we got so much of them.
There's so many events.
And also, it's just fun stuff going on in the world of events manager Kayla.
Yeah. I'll tell you one event before we jump in with Kayla talking about the summer events is come down to the tap room tonight and cheer on those Columbus
CBJ.
Blue Jackets playing. And tonight being Thursday.
Man. Yeah, of course.
Of course. Playing the Boston Bruins because, you know, Boston, they haven't done too well in sports recently.
It's pretty exciting.
Yeah, and we're kicking Hodge out of the brewery for the duration of the series.
He has to
stay at the warehouse.
I think Hodge and I are going to skip into Nationwide Arena arm in arm and check out that game next week when they're here on our home turf, not Hajir's.
Yeah, we've been getting asked on social media if we will be showing the Jackets playoff games out in the beer garden, and I guess the answer is if we can. right now we can't really project when it's sunny out, and it's getting dark late.
Yeah.
It's not getting dark till 8 o'clock, a little after 8 o'clock at this point in the year. So most of these games starting at 7 or 7:30. That makes it tough. But when they make the Stanley Cup Finals and they're playing those West Coast teams, playing out on the West Coast, we can...
A little later.
Or maybe we can show the second period or third period.
I'll be here tomorrow. I might mess around with it.
Stay tuned.
No guarantees.
But if we can't show it outside, it's going to be on every TV in the tap room. We'll have the audio on.
Definite.
I can't really let this visual escape in my head of you and Hodge skipping side by side.
Oh, yeah.
So if that happens, can we have some...
Get the story.
Some evidence.
I'll get the proof, yeah. I'll
Instagram
get the
proof.
We'll get that in the IG stories.
Can you have matching outfits?
We always do, thanks to a full closet of Land Grant t-shirts. Just like everybody here, I think, to some degree.
One huge half jackets, half ruins.
Oh, oh yeah. Yes, kind of like AJ Hawk, his wife, Brady Quinn's sister.
Brady Quinn in the house.
Right, wasn't that, yes. Or is it the other way around?
No, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be just like that.
So, Kayla, tell us about everything, because, man, there's so much this summer going on in Beer Garden.
We can dive so deep.
Might as well
dive
start
deep.
Let's chronological order. The next thing coming up is music series, right?
It was pretty much, it was a big challenge to get the canopy tent up, but we did it this week above the stage, so.
Disco ball's in place.
Yep. We're ready for the bands. This Sunday, we're kicking off the Beer Garden music series with the Andy Shaw Band. That will be from 3 to 6 p.m.
And then we're going every Thursday and Sunday, right?
Every Thursday and Sunday through the first week of October.
Yeah.
That's a lot
of
music.
If it's a rainy day, you can expect the show to be inside.
Sweet. So basically, if it's warm out and it's a Thursday or Sunday, we got live music happening.
And that lineup is available online, landgrantbrewing.com/music.
Oh, I got yelled about at this.
Is it a forward slash?
Apparently. I've been saying backslash for like 15 years.
Because you read from left to right, it leans forward.
Yep.
That is the...
I got in trouble last week for this.
Yes. I've been doing this wrong my entire life.
Yeah. Same here.
Yeah, there's a whole thing about MS-DOS we went into last week, but we don't need to go. We don't need to go there this week.
No more IT training this week.
We've already had our math.
Yeah, you can tune into Adam and Mark talk about DOS and Windows 3.1 in a different podcast.
Yeah, computing was a club when I went to school. Yeah. It was computer club. It wasn't a class.
It's called the DDC Power Hour.
After school.
With BrianDwyer.com.
Well, that was because it had to be, they couldn't have a class because they probably only had one computer for the county.
I think we had
point.
Like three for the entire school.
Well, the computer
school.
Was the size of the room at that point.
Good point.
Computering, which is just brilliant.
Yeah.
All right, so we got music series, and Kayla's done an amazing job putting together a full lineup of bands. Like she said, it's available on the website, and you can both see the schedule, but you can listen to all the bands, or at least most of the bands, right there on the page. So.
I do want to talk a little bit more about the next two bands.
Yeah.
Thursday next week, Pete Mills Quintet. Is that five?
That's five.
Five, okay.
That's fine.
I do know that.
Are they jazz? Is
yes.
that a jazz? Nice.
They will be here from 6 to 9 p.m. Pete is returning from last year, so he was on our stage several times.
Sweet.
Yeah, I remember
sort of
seeing
like
him play.
House band. One of many. May 5th, our very own Eddie and Tony. Tony Capetillo.
Yeah. Wow, that's cool.
He keeps telling me they're going as Eduardo and...
Antonio.
Antonio. Because it's, it's Cinco de Mayo.
There you go.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It's Cinco de Mayo. Eddie and Tony are an acoustic duo, but they will be sprinkling in some mariachi tunes.
Oh, that's cool. I've seen them at the Crest a couple times over on Parsons, and perfect Sunday afternoon listening.
Maybe grab Urban Sombrero.
Maybe.
Celebrate.
Ooh, and, and both of them, while the... This show will be very different than Osage. They both play in Osage, which is a funk band, good one. They're playing later in the summer, right?
Yeah,
right.
They are on the calendar.
Yeah.
Awesome.
We'll also have a glazed churro bar here for Cinco de Mayo.
Man.
They're doing churro Sundays.
Nice.
Sounds good.
So, yeah, it's going to be a good day.
What's happened before Cinco de Mayo, the day before?
That's May 4th.
Right.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes, Star Wars Day.
Plus.
Yes.
Luke Skywalker will be here playing the space banjo.
A sustainable space banjo, nonetheless.
Oh, yeah.
The even sustainable more important space banjo. On our events agenda is the Sustainable Beer
head,
Fest.
For some reason in my head, Cinco de Mayo was like months away, and the Sustainable Beer Fest is like next week, so I wasn't making the connection in my brain that they're back to back. But
next week is May.
How about that?
So
May
4th. Sustainable Beer Fest, May 4th. You can get your tickets online. Pre-sale, $35. Day of, $40.
$5. That's an extra beer.
That's an extra beer.
Yeah. Got to get on that quick.
Yeah, and your price of admission gets you 10 beer tickets to try 10 different beers from our either from us or our awesome partners.
Correction. Great Lakes is now joining us.
It's great.
Did they make the booklet?
Just barely.
Just beat the printing deadline.
Yeah. And so your price of admission gets you tasting tickets to try a beer from each place, a special booklet, as I just mentioned, and a sweet little tasting glass, logo tasting glass, for you to take home.
Hey, Dan, what beers are we going to have there? Helios, that is an awesome beer. And, Spring Quarter as well.
Yeah, both featuring local
honey.
Those are both really high crushability beers, too. Man, that Helios, that's kind of my go-to right now.
Yes.
Easy peasy.
Sitting outside in the patio yesterday, crushed two Helios very quickly.
But yeah, and as Kayla mentioned, Great Lakes just joined the lineup, and we've got 11 other breweries coming as well. Kayla, you want to read that list off?
All right. Participating breweries include Jackie O's, Hi-Ho, Little Fish, Mad Tree, Warped Wing, Wolf's Ridge, Woolly Pig, Earthworks, New Belgium, Sierra Nevada, and now Great Lakes.
Yeah. So a lot of good breweries from Ohio and beyond joining us for that. And they're all bringing two beers, all very sustainably minded breweries. So you can come have their beer and learn about what they got going on.
We've got DJ George Brazil.
Yeah.
Ooh, cranking them tunes. That's good. He's got a good taste in records.
Yeah, he sure does.
So if you're coming down for the big Kosai Science Day,
that's a good point.
With the family, stop by. We start right after they start. So good after party.
Or just drop the kids off at Kosai and then come here.
Yeah,
well, I guess, it ends, but just, whatever.
You just still leave them there, right?
Yeah, you drop the kids off at Spaghetti Warehouse and come here after you go to Kosai.
Upcoming May 26th, Memorial Weekend, we are partnering with Jenny's to do the big Strawberry Jam Festival. That is on a Sunday.
That's going to be a blowout, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was the biggest event we ever hosted last year, if I recall correctly. And I remember it very vividly.
We have a special beer for that one.
We sure do. We haven't announced it yet. Should we announce it right now, or should we wait? Well, let's
top secret?
Let's wait.
Well, I'll tell you, though, Jenny's was here doing a tasting. I don't know what for, and you guys can probably talk about that. But I did get to try the strawberry buttermilk ice cream with the Jenny's beer,
with the
pilot Jenny's batch, and delicious.
It's not a bad day when you get to taste beer and eat ice cream.
It's a rough job on that hour, wasn't it, Kayla?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Chad from Jenny's for bringing by some ice cream to taste with beer. But I assume we probably have another Jenny's and Langrant beer tasting coming up at some point then.
We are doing those quarterly now.
Yeah. So stay tuned for that. But Strawberry Jam. It's a huge deal. A lot of partners. A lot of awesome music, beer, food.
Ice cream.
Oh, yeah, obviously ice cream. What can people expect at the Strawberry Jam this year, Kayla?
Really awesome band lineup. Really awesome kids section. We're working with Cub Shrub, so it's always a family-friendly event.
The Strawberry Patch, right?
Yeah.
Who we got coming food-wise?
We have Little Eater.
Ray Rays.
Ray Rays.
I'm just going to start saying obviously after everything Adam says. That's two things in a row.
Have you seen that?
I am just stating the obvious.
Have you seen that kid on YouTube that says obvious all the time?
No, but he seems cool.
It's probably cool.
He doesn't know what obvious means, but he says it a lot.
Okay.
It's really good. But we'll be serving up beer and rosé in the beer garden. Sweet Carrot will be here. Little Eater, Preston's.
Ooh, burgers.
Baca will be here if you want some cold brew.
Oh, Baca coffee. That's good stuff.
I will need some Baca coffee that day.
Fox in the Snow.
Ooh.
Are they doing last year they did a strawberry shortcake kind of deal, I think?
They're bringing it back.
It was awesome.
Totally blew my mind.
The line was too long all day, so I didn't get to try it.
The second I arrived on the set, that was the first thing I grabbed because I knew it'd go fast. God, it was good.
On the set, how'd your performance go?
Hey, man, always good.
Yeah, that's a good point. So Strawberry Jam, Sunday of Memorial Day weekend. If you got a wedding, RSVP no, and come to that instead. Unless it's Hodge's wedding, go to that if you can.
Yeah, got to go up to the state up north, see that old heart of gold, Hajir, so dank creamy.
There's an event that's not here that is going to go on in May. It's a pretty big honor for us. Beer is going to be served at Savor in Washington, D.C. So Brewers Association puts on a beer and food pairing yearly that showcases American beer. It's their second showcase event outside of Craft Brewers Conference and the Great American Beer Festival. That is a big thing. It's at the Building Museum in D.C., so a very cool setting, never been before, but we got picked out of the lottery to have our beer down there. So we're bringing 13.1
and Helios,
the tart citrus ale, and then Helios, the rustic lager.
Mark, I think you and I walked through the Building Museum.
We did indeed when we had our little
DC tourist day.
Our grand day out on our day off.
We didn't go through the museum because you had to pay for that one, so we skipped that. Yeah. But we walked through the lobby.
We walked through the lobby.
Yeah, that's cool. We were skipping very gleefully, of course, preparing for skipping with Hodge into the hockey game.
True story.
Yeah, so excited. So Dan and Justin Reich from the Brew Team are going to be there with myself serving and pouring, talking about Helios and 13.1. Helios is going to be paired with a chicken lob with Thai herbs. 13.1 is going to be served with fried rice, styled grains, carrot, cilantro, and black garlic. So vegan friendly, yeah. I believe.
Something for the vegetarians out there, Mark.
Yes, yeah. Vegetarian friendly. There might be eggs in that fried rice. Who knows?
Yeah, for you vegetarians out there, I had one last night in a can with a cheese pizza.
Yeah, now we're excited to be down there at that event. I know Quentin and Kristen are going to be joining us as attendees, so they'll get to eat all the food.
That's exciting.
And then I get to do a little hill climb as a try to talk to our congressmen and women and senators about extending the craft brewers tax exemption, which reduced our excise tax in half. So all the Ohio people support it. So
cool. And then another event that's not listed on our sheet here, but is a little further in the distance, is the Pride Pool Party. That's mid-June, I believe.
June 15th.
June, right in the middle. There you go.
Yeah, there you did it. 15 divided by 30. It's right in the middle.
Yeah, we're bringing a float this year for the parade.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
Accepting volunteers to help build a float.
Yeah. You want to help us build a float, like homecoming back in the day?
I kind of want to.
We need some help.
Yeah, we're building a pool party on a float, and then the after party is here.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, go to the parade, go to Pride, and then come hang out with us, drink some pool party Pilsner. It'll be out at the time. It'll be out a little before that.
In like two weeks,
because it's going to be May soon. And
again, featuring DJ George Brazil.
Our favorite. He'll be
House
here.
House DJ.
What else we got going on? We're going to do, a tie-dye station, I believe?
Yep.
Is it going to be like cool like your tie-dye shirt you're wearing right now, Walt?
I don't know if it's going to be as cool as this Seven Sun tie-dye shirt, but it'll be... That's up to you. You're going to tie-dye it, so it's as cool as you can make it. I think we're going to get upright down here to do some screen printing for your tie-dye shirt.
Water balloons everywhere.
A lot of water action.
Be prepared.
Should we bring the... am I bringing the unicorn down?
We'll have the unicorn.
Yeah. I bought a unicorn last year that shoots water out of its horn for pool party, which unfortunately ended up getting sort of rained out, but not really.
Not really.
But you can't, you know, you got to make the call when you make the call. But so that'll make its beer garden debut. Yeah, so anything else? Movie series that starts continues in May.
Consecutive Wednesdays starting May 15th. Start with Waiting for Guffman.
Oh, that's classic.
Week after, A Mighty Wind. The following week, Best in Show.
Whoa, classic, power hitter.
So yeah, if you're keeping score at home, those are all Christopher Guest films.
That's a great, great.
And before you call us or whatever, we tried to do Spinal Tap, but it was not available to license.
Yeah, that's a popular one. It's hard to find that on any streaming, too.
Yeah.
They always want you to pay for that one.
Yeah. But yeah, movie series is going to be sweet this year. And then following Christopher Guest. We got Wes Anderson movies, Life Aquatic, Royal Tenenbaums, Rushmore, in reverse order there. And then
Summer Shenanigans.
Summer Shenanigans, yes. In July. We got Can't Hardly Wait, She's All That, and Wet Hot American Summer. And then we will continue it through the warm months, but we haven't announced the second half of it yet, so stay tuned.
If you plan on coming down for our movie series, you can buy buckets of beer.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, a bucket. We're drinking out a bucket of beer right
buckets
now.
Buckets of greenies.
You know, I think I'm the only one that bought a bucket of beer the first time, because it was pretty cold.
Well, it was like 50 to 45 degrees.
Yeah, we got a little excited. It's okay.
Yeah, maybe we'll start the golf ones a little later in the season next
year.
We'll
do it for the Memorial Tournament, maybe, opposed to the Masters. Yeah. Better weather.
Kayla, thanks so much for joining us this week and giving us a breakdown on all the cool stuff.
Anytime, guys.
You can come not be a guest anytime.
And, yeah, you're not a guest. You're here. You're part of the crew.
Good luck to all the runners this weekend running that half marathon.
Yeah.
It should be much better weather than last year. Beautiful day. We'll see you down there at the finish line, 13.1 in hand.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Go Tom Bond.
Go Tom Bond.
Go Tom Bond. He's the only one running the race. The rest of us are just running across a bridge to get a beer.
Yeah, pretty much.
All right. Tip your bartenders.
Cheers. Go Jackets.
Cheers.
Also, I have the softest voice here.
Get out of here.
Have you heard Dan?
Ouch.
Yeah.
Got him.
Zing.
Had to go there. And Dan isn't even mic'd.
But he can't even defend himself.
Dan has more experience with this podcast.
There you go.